Alright, I feel compelled to record right now because I'm having conflicting feelings. And I've been trying to. When something makes me feel bad or just negative in any way, I used to just be like, well, I don't like that negative feeling, so I'm gonna avoid it, whatever that is. And I've noticed. Well, leave me alone. And I've realized that I don't know. What am I trying to say? Anytime I have negative feelings, I used to just dismiss them as negative feelings and be like, well, that made me feel bad, so that thing must be bad. But it's not. It's something inside myself, some kind of conflict I don't understand. And I mean, I do understand it a little bit, and I'm reading this love vow on this post, and it started making me feel bad about myself because it's like, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing the same thing this person's doing, but why, I don't know. Why is my ego so caught up in likes and comments and reads and it's Reddit, it doesn't matter. The journey that I'm on is my journey, and the writing and the exercises I've been doing daily is how I am doing what this person says they're doing. Says that they're doing, reinventing themselves. This is how they decided to do this. I vowed to love, and I started thinking negative about this person. I don't even know this person. And they're talking about love. How can I have these negative feelings about someone who is speaking love and practicing love and making a vow? There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's beautiful. It's amazing. But I think it's because I see this person getting the validation that that part of me that hasn't let go, the negative, depressed part of me in me hasn't let go of, sees this person getting the likes and the validation that that negative entity craves. And I think that's what that feeling is. And now that I've acknowledged this feeling and processed this feeling and realized the true motivation of it, I feel like my feelings have changed. I mean, this is real time. I'm talking to myself again, as I've been known to do lately. And these are my real-time thoughts and feelings and realizations. When I started this recording, I was feeling like an anxiety inside me. And I was feeling bad about myself because I'm not getting the likes and the comments and the praise that this person's getting. And that doesn't take anything away from this person. This person is making a beautiful choice to change themselves and to put their energy into something positive. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's beautiful and amazing. And it doesn't take away from anything that I'm doing, because I'm doing the same thing. May not be in the same way, but I'm taking it upon myself to change how I see the world and how I interact with it. And that's completely valid as well. That's pretty awesome. So before I started reading this, and then I saw the rules, and usually when I see rules, I sort of nope out because I don't like being told how to do things. I've noticed with this whole new awakening thing and enlightenment and this thing, I'm trying to figure out what it is because everybody's describing what I'm feeling, but just in different ways. So you have to read everything, and a lot of times people will be like, well, I figured it out. This is what you do. This, and this. And I don't trust those kind of posts. I don't. Anyone who claims to have it figured out and is telling people what to do, that's not going to turn out good because everybody has a different way. Your way is your way and it works for you, and present it in that way and be like, I'm not telling you this is the right way, but this is what I do. And you're welcome to try that. And a lot of people, if you try that, you'll see aspects of it that you like, aspects that you don't like. and then you can tailor it, their method, to what you're doing. So instead of just ignoring this post because it's long and it's getting the praise that I wish I had, and it's put in a format that I like their intent, I've explained my intent on my other things, and their ego's intent, meaning my ego's obsession with being validated when I don't need that. And I'm telling myself intellectually I don't need that, and I know that, but that little feeling is still in there. It's not as strong as it was before, but it's still there. And I think talking through this and figuring it out will be good. So I'm going to read this whole thing. Not now, because I have to an appointment in a half hour, but I will read this whole thing, and I will respond and leave a positive feedback, because this is a positive move and this deserves praise. It's a very courageous thing and a very, very difficult thing to look at your life and be like, that's not going well. Or look at how you see the world or whatever it may be, and to admit to yourself, this needs to change or this needs to be different. And then actually going through steps to do that, it's very hard. I still struggle with it, as why I'm talking to myself now, so I can maybe understand my feelings better and why it caused that initial gut reaction and that feeling in me. Before, I would just feel it and feel sad about it, but I don't have to just feel it. I can figure it out. I can analyze it. I'm gonna feel it no matter what. I might as well figure out why. And in figuring out why, I'm finding that it's a whole lot easier to process and let go of. Because already my jealousy or whatever that feeling was for this person to do what they did and to get what this ego craves for some reason, I went to a negative headspace, and I don't want to do that. And this is, I think, the first time I've caught that. I've caught, hey, you're doing that negative thing, why? And I didn't let myself away from it. Like, my instinct was just to be like, well, now I feel like crap. I'm going to go have a crappy day. This is blah, blah, blah. And I won't acknowledge it or look at it or anything. I would just have that bad feeling and move on until it went away or whatever. And that's not healthy, and that's why I'm trying to, as long as the feeling is still with me, then it was with me in the moment, and I can't move on from it until I acknowledge it, break it down, figure it out, and then let it go. So that's what I think I'm trying to figure out how to do. And it feels good. It feels like I am making progress in being able to hone this skill where I haven't before. So the feeling right now is a very vulnerable feeling, because I'm being very open and honest and raw about my feelings, and feelings I'm not proud of having, like jealousy and envy, and just doesn't make me feel good. But instead of just feeling it and being mad, I can figure out why and accept that I feel that way. It's okay that I feel that way. And it's okay for me to not want to feel that way, and it's okay for me to explore it and figure out how not to. And before, I didn't think I would be able to not feel it. Because before, I tried to control my emotions and shit went bad. Never try to control your emotions. This time, I'm living with my emotion. I'm not trying to control it, which is pretty cool. Live with your emotion. Don't just feel it and leave it. Because it's not going to go away. And already I feel like that bad feeling has started to melt away. So this has been good. I'm reading it. Said I wasn't going to right now, but I got 5 minutes. Actually, I don't have 5 minutes. I gotta go. Okay. I will read this in a little bit. Where are you? Where are you, app? There you are, app. Okay, bye.
Alright, here I am again, much, much later from the last recording. Watering the lawn. And this might be loud, actually. But thinking about and... I finally read the post, and in line of what I was doing while analyzing why I had negative feelings while reading it, is I think partly jealousy, because I'm going through this exact same process, and I can tell this person is farther along in this process than I am, and I wanted to come to these conclusions on my own by myself and reading them. And them ringing true and them being like, and me realizing that those are the conclusions I would come to going through these same thing this person is. At first made me feel bad that I didn't come to this conclusion on my own, but then I thought about it, I was like, why would I want to get mad and bring this person down to where I am rather than see them for what they are and elevate myself to their level. I think today is a very good lesson for me to see that I am human, I am flawed, and I am gonna have negative thoughts, even though I am way more in tune with my true self than I've ever been. I'm still gonna make mistakes, and I'm still gonna have those base human instincts and emotions. But overall, I'm happy I read it, and I think this person is doing an amazing job on their journey and an inspiration to my journey. And instead of being jealous and unhappy I didn't come up with it, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to apply it to what I'm doing and propel myself that much farther ahead in my journey. So yeah, I'm done watering the lawn. I just wanted to get that down real quick because I was thinking about it.